Good morning. Today's daf is daf Tesvav. We were in the middle of the sugya of the various halachas as they would apply to the various subjects, such as a menudah, mitzorah, and an avel. We discussed yesterday the issues of haircuts, and because of it, we went into the union of skila, the kever, and we got up to avel chayav batifat harosh, which is about a fifth of the way down. Avel chayav batifat harosh. We know that an avel has to keep his head covered, wrapped in an Arabic type of cover that cuts across the bottom of the mouth as well. As the Torah says to Yecheskel, V'lo ta'atel safam. We know that Yecheskel served as a marshal to the way that nobody would be mit'abel on those who would be dying in the horrors of the destruction. And in order to be mamchish, to give them a sense of the actuality of it, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts Yecheskel through hell, which he has an avelut that he's not allowed to express as an avelut. So he tells him, you, lo ta'atel safam. One of the things that you can't do is that you're not going to be walking around the way a normal avel is, which is mashman. If that's the case, that a normal avel would have to be ma'atel safam, which means he's ma'atel rosho, covering also the lips. What about menudeh ma'ubatifat haroshah? Brit Yosef Toshma. Vehin mitatfin v'yoshvim kin menudeim u'chavelim achirachbo alim in ha'shamayim. Remember, back in Ta'anit, when we had all of those taniyot tzibur and worked our best to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be merachim, nothing worked. So there was a sense, therefore, of rejection min hashamayim, and the way in which the bright over there defines the rejection is they sit there kiminudim, and they are mu'utafim. So apparently minudim are mu'utafim. Om layabai, that's true, but dilu minudeh l'shamayim shani. Maybe somebody's in a matzav of having been rejected by God is more chamur than someone who just put who put someone into nidduim. It's not quite as chamur as God turning his face away. So perhaps over there they indeed sat, and it says, kiminudim in hashamayim. So, okay, that's different. How about a mitzorah? Mitzorah mahu batifat harosh. Tashma, doesn't it say beferush in the parsha mitzorah, tzoruah asher bo hanega? It says, va'al sefam. So apparently he's supposed to be having an atifat harosh. Well, what's the question? Says the Gemara, mechashechayim atifat harosh. Ma'amina. Avel. How about tefillin? Avel asur laniach tefillin. Mirakam le'achbon le'yecheskel pe'er chachavo shalecha. Since the Torah says to Yecheskel, you should be wearing your pe'er. Pe'er is tefillin. So you should be wearing your pe'er means the kuleyama normal avel would be asur to be wearing pe'er. Minudeh mahu b'tefillin. Take it. We have no raya about whether someone in need wears tefillin or not. Mitzorah mahu b'tefillin. Tashma v'hatzarua. About going gadol as we saw before. Begadav yufrumim, which means shiyum mekuraim, his clothing should be torn. Rosho yeforua in priya elagidu seyar divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So one shot in priya is that he's not allowed to take a haircut. But Rabbi Akiva says no, that's not the meaning, because look, the lashon is she rosho yiyeh. Now, just like it says the lashon of yiyu, havaya berosh, it says havaya bebeged. So the havaya amur bebeged is, by definition, we're defining something that is not him. We're defining the status of that which is chutz migufo, and therefore we could talk about it in terms of havaya. This describes this thing. So that's the case. Havaya berosh is a reference to something which is not actually part of his body. It doesn't mean literally his rosh. It's that which I would have set upon his rosh. My love at the feeling. So therefore, what is Rabbi Akiva referring to? By being doche the pshat of gidol seyar, he must be saying that it's asur for him to wear tefillin. Says Rav Papa, not necessarily. Maybe Rabbi Akiva's drasha is that a mitzora should not be wearing a kubta or a sudra, so that he should not be wearing a cap or a hat or a turban, but it's not necessarily that he shouldn't be wearing tefillin. The question is, does this mean that according to Rabbi Akiva, dafka, the tzoruah is not covered? We asked before about Atifat Arosh. And indeed, Tosis points out that the two sugyas seem to be related. In other words, apparently, if we're asking that question earlier, so then we were open to the alternative interpretation. It does not mean Atifat Arosh Mamash. Maybe Rabbi Akiva seems to be saying he's not allowed to be wearing wearing something on his head. He's bedafka, can't be atuf rosh. Someone machale can say that it's dafka kumta v'sudra, that are dvorim chashuvim, but he could certainly put on one of those Arab rags around his head. So maybe it's not a steer. Avel asur b'shilat shalom, v'kom le'rachman v'yecheskel he'anek dom, that you shall be silent. Tosu says it's strange, because all the other things will bring a riot from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel to do, that other avelim are the opposite. So, he'anek dom, the poshut, the meaning of the pasuk, is this was one of the things, is that you should be, keep yourself hanging away from the dom meitim. But in the sugyat, Tosu says, look, I mean, it was necessary for him to indicate that he's an avel, and that nonetheless, he's not doing these things. So the indication he was an avel was the heyanek, was his groaning, his moaning, and being dome, we'll see later from Divrei Torah and from Shilah Shalom. But as far as his overall hanagah, he continued to wear tefillin, and that he went around dressed properly and not bekriya and so on. Those things were the things that he showed would not apply in the avelut to all those who would die in the destruction. So apparently that much he was usher. So Koshikin, the other avelim are usher in Shilah Shalom. Omer of Yosef. How about a menuda? What about a menuda? Ma'u b'shilat shalom? Omer v'yosef tashma? B'shilat shalom shebein adam v'chaveiro kebnei adam v'nezafim l'makom. We just say that after the ta'aniyot don't work. So it says also, you should sit in your osir b'shilat shalom, and this is like a big tisha b'av, but people that are menuzaf l'makom, you see, nazuf indeed is a menudin, the same thing, and it's somebody who doesn't ask shalom. Omer l'abaya, once again, what's the raya? Dilma menuda l'shamayim shiny. I've already pointed out to you that you can't bring a raya from someone who is menuda l'shamayim to someone who is menuda in Bezda. Your question is a normal menuda. What's the din? The fact that we find that people who are menuda in l'shamayim don't ask shalom b'don v'chaver doesn't mean that every menuda doesn't ask. Mitzorah ma'u b'sheila shalom. Shema ve'al safam ya'ate she'ehi siftotav medubakot zu b'zu. So here we understand the other meaning, the asafam yate, which again, if we don't interpret it necessarily as atifa sarosh, then what is the meaning of al safam yate? If he learns rosho yeh farua, and we're learning that farua means literally uncovered, so then what would be the yate? There's another explanation. There's also meaning that his lips shall be stuck together, meaning that he shouldn't be asking shalom to people. Hey, but wait a minute. You just mentioned kiminude v'cha'eva. So why can't we bring right from here that a minude? Here you can't tell me that it's the minashamayim, because it doesn't say a minude l'shamayim. It just says there's a bit of a minude. So maybe that's the chat from here that a minude is also b'sheilat shalom. Just interesting. Agav, we have a riot to the question we asked before. We didn't have a riot. Omrev acha b'pinchas v'shpeid Rabbi Yosef. Wait a second. It doesn't necessarily say that it's in she'ilat shalom that he's going to be similar to a minude and a navel. It's saying he's also b'sheilat shalom and acts like a minude and a navel, meaning in other things. I mean, so it could be that they don't necessarily converge these two issues. Mika katani she'asur. It says she'yeki minude v'kavavu katani. He shall be like a menuda and an avel b'mili achronaita. And in this issue, he has his own halacha. V'yasur nami b'sheilat shalom. So from here to bring a raya is impossible. Okay, next topic. Avel asur b'divrei Torah. An avel cannot be learning Torah midegamar achman elecheskel dom. The dom means to be silent. Silent even if you learn. How about a menuda? Ma'o b'divrei Torah. Amrev Yosef Tashma. Menude she'er neveshonim lo. So a menuda learns and teaches, and we can also teach him. Niskar v'niskarim lo. He is able to be hired, and people can be hired out to him. Muhram, however, once he's gone beyond the state of a menuda into a state of actually being in the chayrim, and this would have to be after he rejects two separate sets of nidui that were put on him for 30 days by the bezdin. So once he's a muhram, that's more chamur already than a menuda. And he, in fact, is also a divrei Torah. Lo shenev, lo shenim lo, lo niskar, lo niskarim lo, avo shenev la atzmo, shelo yafsik et limudo. He can't teach, but he can learn on his own. as far as making, at least eking out a living is concerned, he can do a little bit just to make enough to live on. The Omar Rav, what he could do is, Zvune Maya Bipakta de Arvas. He can go around selling cokes in Death Valley or something, that's where he belongs. Shmamina. So anyway, we see from there that a normal Meduda actually does learn Torah and teaches Torah. How about a Mitzorah? Mao Bidivre Torah. Toshmavo da Atam Levanecha Livnei Vanecha Yom Asher Amarata Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Bechorev. Your teaching of Torah is similar to the day that you were standing in front of Har Sinai, just like in front of Har Sinai, it was Be'imau Be'irau Be'retetu B'zeyah. So just like there, it says Vayara Am Vayanu, and they were terrified, and then Malachi Asherai says to push them back. So too, does your learning Torah have to be in that state? Mikan Amru, and it was based on that we said, the Torah doesn't necessarily have a Hakvada on Tuma, it only has a Hakvada on Keri, as we pointed out. So there we see Hazavim. It's so Ra'im, which of course is what we're looking for, u'bo'alei nidot. They can read Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, Lashanos ben Medrash, B'shas, B'halochos, B'agodes. But a Balkeri would be awesome, just like it was in Har Sinai. So from here we see. Because a Balkeri is understood as having been involved in fantasy and Kalasadas. So he's awesome, whereas these other people are a Tomei, but they're Tomei. What about the Bo'al Nida? That's a Shaila. Maybe the Bo'al Nida means a Shogate. Someone even with Bo'al Nida is even B'mezid. It's not Kalasadas. He's doing an Avera. So that, but he is a Balkeri. Anyways, it just works out. It's talking about after he was Tovel for his carry, now he still remains us for 7 days. So that's not a Hakpadan, but there is a Hakpadan that's Fila from carry. But meanwhile, we see over here that a Mitzorah is not us in Divrei Torah, because it says Mitzorah is fine. It's only Beretta to Bezeah. The next topic. Now, each topic, we raise a topic, we go through the three subjects that we're talking about. Havelut, Tzarat, and Nidui. Ovel asur betichboset, dechte vayishlach yoav tkoa vayikach isham ishachom. Vayom reila yitablina vipshina bigdei ovel vatasuch ishemen vayayit ki isha ze yamim rabim mitabelet al meitz. Apparently, her clothing were clothing that were suitable only for Nado, and were noticeably many days in Avelut, so that the David should see her as someone who has been in mourning and has a big problem. But in any event, you see from here that clearly in Avel's clothing are recognizably filthy. How about Minudinu Mitzuraim? Mahin Bitikhoset, are they allowed to wash their clothing? Tashma Minudinu Mitzuraim Asurim Lesaper Lachaben. Shema Minud says Beferish, they're Asurim. The next topic is Kriya. Avel Chayav Bekriya. The Karmele Rachwan Livnei Aaron, the Bigdechem Loti from, which was a special case, of course, since you are in the Mishkan, so you shall not be Perim Yubagodim, but anybody else or you yourselves are other circumstances. So that's clear that Torah is taking for granted that the response to Avelut is Kriyat V'Gadim. What about a Menuda? Menuda Ma'o B'Kriyat. We have no indication that one way or the other. How about a Mitzorah? Mitzorah Ma'o B'Kriyat. Tashmada. It says B'Gadav Yiyu Firumim. Firumi means Yumakuraim. Shmamina. Apparently it has to be Korea. The next topic. Avel Chayav B'Kriyat Amitam. In Mitah, in those days, remember, you had basically, imagine a pole on all four sides, and about, let's say, one third of the way down the pole, you had the ropes that were strung from bed one end to the other. So if you invert that, so then the bed is low on the ground, in which case you're now sleeping basically almost on the ground instead of held up above the ground the way the mitah normally would be. So kviyata mitah would be very similar to what we do with chairs. We turn the chairs over, and that way we sit on an area which is down low on the ground. Kviyata mitah in those days, with our beds we can't do it. We don't have that type of arrangement. But in those days, that was the standard mitzvah. So if you flipped it, the bed was basically almost on ground level, but you still had the springs, or in those times, the strings. So that he has to do as a sign of his life has been turned upside down, so he turns his bed upside down. Yotoni Bar Kapara, where do we see that from? Because his Bar Kapara quotes the Braita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically tells us, D'mut Niukni, Natati Bahem, that I created man in the Tzelem Elokim, uva'avonoteihem afachtia, and because of their avonot, I had no choice but to turn it inside out in death. So therefore, kifum mitoteihem, they should also take their mitot and be kofer aleihem, as an indication of what I had to do to my creation. How about a mitzora? That's the same way that sleep is going to get death. Menuden mitzora. What about them? Mahin bikviat amita. Take no indication. Next subject. Next topic, rather. The ovel is osur basiat melacha. Tektiva fakti. And here is the crucial posik we've been waiting for all along. The whole masech assumes there's a fundamental relationship between kol hamoed and avelut. And here is the posik. Ve'afakti chagechem la'evel. So in other words, we see from here that chag and avelut are essentially the same thing. And are mirror images. So I'm going to be mahapech one to the other in areas where the hipuch doesn't apply. We still have a hekesh. Chag and avelut are similar. In which case, the not doing malacha on the chag is kineged the not doing malacha on avel. One is for simcha, one is for avelut. But those two things are part of the dualism of human life. In which case, there must be something that's equivalent in avelut, which is the not doing malacha because of misery, as opposed that are not doing the locha to be free for joy and happiness. From here we see that it must be that a novel is asur basiyas malacha. But meanwhile, at last we have the key to the thing that we've been assuming all along. Shema chag asur b'malacha af avel asur b'malacha. How about a menud? Menudeh mahu basiyat malacha? Om Rav Yosef tashma, kisha amru asur basiyat malacha, lo amru ela b'yom, avalayla mutar. So when we spoke about over here the yisur basiyas malacha in this ta'aniyot, we only were referring to the daytime. We were not referring to the night before. And that would be the same situation in a case of a menuda and an ovel. Oh, interesting. So this seems to be saying clearly. In other words, there is an issur malacha by the menuda and the ovel. So apparently, it's my lot. Akulu. All of the above issues, which included dilat asanda, all the things that we spoke about in the time of Yotzibur, are also in common to a menuda and an ovel, including the asisur of asiyat malacha, in which case we've now proven that the question of an isra asiyat malacha menuda is indeed answered in the affirmative. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Lo, ashara, may be referring to the other things that are mentioned there in the Taniyot Sibur. Such as, let's say, Nilas Asan. Certainly, who's to say that it means all of the cases, including even Asiyat Malacha. So we don't have a rhyme. Toshma, okay. How about this? Minude, shone v'shonimlo, niskar v'niskarimlo. So what does niskar v'niskarimlo mean if he's not doing Malacha? I mean, obviously, he's doing Malacha. We're hiring him to do Malacha. So you see from there, indeed, Shma Mina. Okay. How about a Mitzorah? Take with that, we have no raya. Next topic is also brafitza. So an avel is not allowed to take a shower. Because as we saw earlier, one of the things that Yoav tells the woman over there is do not anoint yourself with oil. And we know that always we include brafitza and sicha are always seen as the same, which we learn out from Kamayim Bikirbo, Hashemen Batzmotav. So that it's basically the same experience. And that shows that an avel cannot do sifra. David would have detected immediately that she's not really an avela if she had been sach shemen. How about minude? Minude ma'u berechitza. Om Rav Yosef tashma, kisha omru asur berechitza. Continuing on that sugya of ta'aniyot, it says over there that it's asur berechitza, but that's only kol gufo. Avo panav yadav raglav mutar, it's allowed on a ta'anit zibur to use oil on panav yadav raglav. And again, at the end of that whole list, it throws in the words, so my love, akulos. Apparently, all the above issues, including sifa, are things that are usher not only on the tani tzibur, but also in cases of avelut and in cases of nidui. Says the Gemara once again, not necessarily. Lo hashara. Maybe it's referring to the other cases. The truth is, every case that we'll bring, we're going to say the same parents. It's got to refer to something. But generally, that's the response that we have. If you can't prove to which it refers, so as we say, I mean, you can't bring me a proof to one or the other, since in each one of them, them, I can say, look, I mean, you have to know what it's referring to. It doesn't necessarily refer to all of the above. So here too, okay, so it doesn't refer necessarily to Sicha either. That may be different. So we have no raya from there. Mitzora, maho berachitza. Do we have any raya as far as the Mitzora is concerned? None. Take it. The next topic, Avela Surbini Lata Sanda. Where do we see that? Because the Torah says Yecheskel, who is supposed to be very blatantly ignoring the Avelut, V'nalcha, Na'alecha Tassim Baraglecha. So apparently, Mechladukuli Alma Asur. That shows everybody that he's trampling over the dinim of Avelut. So obviously, there must be dinim of Avelut. That Asur, wearing shoes. How about a Menuda? Menuda Maho B'ni Lata Sanda. Omer of Yosef Tashma. Once again, the same raya. Kisha Omru, Asur B'ni Lata Sanda, Lo Omer Ala Be'ir. Ava Bederach Mutar. Even though it's also in the case of Tanit Tzibur to wear a shoe, but that's only when you're in town. If you need to travel, so then it's mutar. What do I mean it's mutar? Ketzad Yatzal Aderach Noel. As you leave on the road, you put on the shoes. Nichnas Leir Chaletz. Come back into town, you take off the shoes. V'chein, and here's the crucial thing once again. At the end of that list it says, V'chein Ata Motzei B'minuda Obeva. So my lava kulu. Apparently you're referring to all of the above issues, which include also Nilata Sanda. And once again, we're Docha Lo, Ashara, maybe it's referring to the Rechitzer, maybe it's referring to the Sikhar, right? In other words, we can't prove which elements it's referring to. Mitzora Maho B'Nilata Sanda. No indication at all. Take the next topic. Avela Surba Tashmish Amita. Techiv Vayinachem David et Batsheva Ishto Vayavoyleha. We see that first David had to be Menachem, his wife, meaning that her Avelut was concluded, and then he was able to sleep with her. So apparently, Michaladami Karasur, apparently during the state of Avelut, it was prohibited to have marital relations. Minuda Mahu Tashmishamita. Omar Rabbi Yosef Tashma, Kolo Tam Shanim, Shayu Yisrael Bamidbar, Minudimayu. I mean, obviously, Shibshu Mitotayim. I mean, all of those senses that we were talking weren't virgin births, I would assume. So therefore, they must have been knowing to be Mishamish Amita, even though they were Minudim. It says the entire time that from the Chet HaMeraglim on, I mean, this time the Shechina wasn't Mitzvachinim, that we see later on, it was only after Kasher Tamu, Kol HaShem Milchama, then the Shechina came back. So you see from there that they were Purim V'Ravim, and nonetheless, even though they were in the Nidu, so there you have a raya. Omale Abaye, how can you bring a raya from that? I mean, Dilma Menuda L'Shamayim Shinei, the Kiel. Maybe somebody who is Menuda to Shamayim isn't a Chomer, somebody who's been formally placed into Nidu. Kiel? Oh man, the whole page you've been telling me it's Chomer. Now you're telling me it's Kiel. I'm a Chomer. So, I mean, it's a Kavu Chomer then. I mean, even they were Mutter. Coach can stomp them. Not necessarily. I mean, Svukim is Avkabe. Zilacha Kamedachile, Zilacha Kamedachile. You can't prove to me that there got to be a state of formal need. It's a different type of state. In one, somebody has rejected you by indicating a rejection, but hasn't formally placed you in the need. In the other case, you have a formal declaration of need. Now, obviously, if the two would be the same, for instance, the Avia Yorok Yorak before Neaz, if her father would spit in her face, the Koshikain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu spits in her face, so to speak. But in both of those cases, there's no formal declaration. Or if both would be formal declaration. Afinami, of course, Nidun Meshamayim would be more Chomer. But how do we compare the turning aside in terms of a formal declaration of Nidun Beit Din? That is why I'm not sure. I mean, it could be that that's irrelevant. The formality is irrelevant. It's the essence of the Nidun. In which case, of course, it would be Chomer Min HaShamayim. Or it may well be that the formality defines a state which has certain halachic definitions that maybe an indication doesn't have. So therefore, I'm not sure. Bring me a raya one way, I'll tell you maybe it's the other way. Try to agree with me it's the other way, I'll play devil's advocate, and I'll say maybe it's the opposite. So I'm just pointing out, you cannot bring a raya from here until you can show me which one is more formal. Mitzora. Okay, how about a mitzora? Mahu b'tashmish hamitan. Tashma t'tanya v'yashav michutz lo'ohalo. So what does that mean? It means shihei kiminudel chayeva v'yasur b'tashmish hamita. V'ein o'alo ela ishto. We know michutz lo'ohalo is a reference to ishto. Shinem arlech emor lehem shuv lechem lo'alechem. Shema amina. Hey, wait a minute. But it mentioned over here Sheikh Menuda and Sheikh Aval. I mean, can we prove the Menuda? You didn't have a riot in the Menuda. Can we prove the Menuda from here? That a Menuda is also Asur B'Tashmish Amita? Omer Avuna B'Reider of Pinchas, B'Reider of Yosef. Once again, same thing we said earlier. It doesn't say that it's Asur like. It says that he should be like a Menuda and an Aval, meaning perhaps in other things. In attitude, in general bearing. doesn't necessarily mean halachically it's the same. Mimili achrinaita. He has an additional din of asunami b'tash b'shamit. That doesn't mean necessarily that the menudo also has a tash b'shamit. Okay, next subject. Avel eino mishaleach korbanotav. An avel who wants to send the korban to the Beit HaMikdash. Not that he won't himself be able to. He wants to send the korban. He can't. D'tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Why? Lama nikra shimon shalomim. Why do we call the korban a korban shalomim? To tell me that bizmanshu shalem, a prince could bring a korban shalomim when his das is shalem and he's in a state of shalemut, which was the opposite. There's no shalom in the case of avelut. That's the whole point. And therefore, lo bizmanshu onim. And we learn out in Zvachim other korbanos from korban shalomim in the hekesh. In which case, over here too, he shouldn't be able. How about a minuda? Minuda, maushi shlach korban otam. Omrav Yosef tashma kol otam shanim shayu Yisrael b'midbar minudin ayu. No, didn't they? I mean, the Mishkan was active the whole time. Shachu korbanotehem. So apparently there's no problem with a menuda sending a korban. Amalei Abaye, how do you bring right from there? Dilma menuda l'shamayim is different. The kill, it's not as chomor as the other menuda. Kill, armet chamir. Svukim is hafkelim and dachelim. Look, we already told you. I can't make up my mind until you can prove me one way or the other. I'll play devil's advocate on any raya that you bring me. Mitzorah maushi shlach korbanotav. How about the mitzorah? Tashma detanya va'acharei taharato. So here the Torah says va'acharei taharato shivat yamim yisprulo. What is what it says taharato? What does it mean? It means achar taharato achar prishato min hamet. Because it already said the iser of the starting over there el meit adam lo yavo and so on, referring to now a kohen who's in this state. So acharei Tarato means after his parish min hamet, he requires now the shivat yamim for hazoya, and then his perulo. Then he should now, he should count these 7 days, and since the Torah uses Yisperulo as the way, and it doesn't talk about Yazer Alav, so apparently it's also a reference to Shivas Yomim of Svira of Mitzrayim. Because otherwise, I mean, it's not the din in Svira when it comes to normal Tumas Meit. So Yelo Shivas Yomim Svira, then it says, V'yom Bo'al HaKodesh U'Chatzar HaPnimit HaSharet PaKodesh Yakriv Chatato. This is a reference now to the B'yom Taharato. He should bring Asirita Efa Shalom. Every Kohen brings an Asiris Ha'efa that's similar to the Chavitim, except he brings it all at once. One time. That's called the Minchat Chinuch, which is brought once in every Kohen's life and every single day in a Kohen Gadol. And that's it. When a person's a Kohen Gadol, it's lit. So we also have this halacha. Okay. So this means that he could have brought the Asir, he could not have brought the Asir Sa'ifa until he saw from Tumas Meis and Achas Sviraso, which is a remez also to Tzaras. In which case, it's clear that you can't send a korban. You yourself can't come in, even though you could have theoretically said you can't bring a korban until afterwards. So says Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. That's it's very poshut. It says bivo'o yakriv. What's the pshat bivo'o yakriv? I mean, obviously. No, not obviously. Bizman sh'ro'i leviyah. Ro'i lakravah. It's good for telling me. You have to be able to actually walk in. That, not that you have to walk in. You have to be able to walk in order to be able to be shaleach ha'korban. So therefore, if someone is in a state of tzaras, since he himself can't walk in, he can't be shaleach ha'korban either. Okay, so we've gone through now for all three of our subjects, the Ovel, the Menuda, and the Metzera, the past two Dapim, all of the Yisurim that are involved in those states, and we've seen that some of them indeed are derived directly from our Halachas of Moed, such as the Dinim of Gibuach and of Malacha, and other issues which we kibus and so on, which is now the entree into the elements of the Masechta that relate Dinim of Avelut in detail to the Dinim of Moed. Avel chayav batifat harosh. Bekam nerachman ale cheskev lo ta'ate al sapam mefad kule yam and chayvim. Minudim al batifat harosh. Am Rav Yosef tashma ve mitatvim yashim ki minudim uchavelim. Hachi rachman ale min ha-shamayim. Av la yabaya dilma minudu l-shamayim. Shani l-chomir. Mitzora ma'o batifat harosh tashma ve al sapam yate. Kash chayav batifat harosh. Ba'amiyam. Avel asur laniyak tfilin. Bekam nerachman ale cheskev perecha chavosh alecha. Bechlad kule yam asur. Minudema ubetfilin, take. Mitzorema ubetfilin, tashma. Vehatsarua rabot kohen gadol, begadav yufrumim, shubakuraim. Rosho ye parua, in priala gidul seyar divribli, as it. Rabbi Akiva oimer, nemra havaya barosh, nemra havaya bebegin, ma havaya mura bebegin, dover shachutz bingufon. My love, at tefillin, Amr of Papa, maybe not, maybe Akum to the Sutra. Hey, but meanwhile, nifshat min aluminude. Amr vach brapilkas made Rav Yosef. Mi katani she asur sheyehake minuda uchavel katani. Meaning in other things, perhaps besides which asur nami b'shelat shalom. Avel asur b'divrei Torah. Mirkom rachman alecheskel dom. How about a minude b'divrei Torah? Amr Rav Yosef tashma minude shonem v'shonim lo niskav niskarim lo. Muhram lo shonem v'lo shonim lo niskav lo niskarim lo. Obviously, there's no iser in learning. This is Vune Maya, the pact of the Arvas, actually. I mean, you can make a heck of a lot of money doing that nowadays. Mitzora mahu b'divrei Torah tashma v'adatam levanecha v'nei manecha yom asher amadat al-fnei Hashem lekach b'choreid malayin l'beim b'vir b'tet b'zeya mikan amra zavin v'abet zara'im v'bo alay nidot mutarim lekrot b'torah b'nivim b'chutuvim v'shanot b'midrash v'shas v'alachot v'agadot v'adbalay kerian ha'asurim shma amina mitzora z'mutar avel asur b'tichbozet תכתיב, וישלח יואב תקוע, ויקח משם אישה חכמה, ויאמר אלה, יתבלינה, לפשינה בגדי עוול, אל תעשו כשמן, והיית כאישה זה ימים רבים מתאבלת המת. מנודין ומצורעין, מה אם בטח ועושה? תשמע, מנודין ומצורעין אסורים לספר לך בהספרש, מה מינה? עוול חייב בקריאה, דגם לא רחמן על בני ארון, בגדיכם לא תפרונו, בכלל דקול ימה בחייבי. העבר המנודה בקריאה, תגו. העבר המצורע בקריאה, תשמע, בגדיו יהיו מפרומים, ומקוראים, שמע מינה. עוול חייב בקביעת המיטה. תני בר כפורה, דמות דיוקני נתתי בהם, ובאבונותיהם הפכתיה, כפול ביתותיהם עליה. מנודה ומצורע מהים בקביעת המיטה, תגו. עוול אסור בעשיית מלאכה, כפי והפכתי חגיכם לעוול. מחג אסור במלאכה, אף עוול אסור במלאכה. מנודה, מהו בעשיית מלאכה, אמר רב יוסף תשמע. כשאמר אסור בעשיית מלאכה, לא אומר לו ביום, אבל בלילה מותר. וכן אתה מוצא במנודה ובעוול. So my love akulu? לא, השערה. Okay, bring a raya from here. מנודה שונה ושונה. נזכר ונזכרים לו. Know what he want there? שמע מנה, he can do מלאכה. Otherwise, what am I hiring him for? מצורה מהו בעשיית מלאכה. Ego. אבל עשו ברחיצה, נכתיב אל תעשו כשמן. רחיצה, of course, זה בכלל שיחה. How about a מנודה ברחיצה? אמר רב יוסף תשמע, כשם עשו ברחיצה, לא אומר לכל גופו, אבל פה נביא לב רק ומותר, וכן אתה מוצא במנודה ועבר. מה אליו? הכולו, לא השערה. מצורה מהו ברחיצה? תיקו. אבל עשו בנילת סנדל, מלכו מן הרחמנו לחזקה, ונעליך תשים ברגליך, בכלל ולכולי, עמה אסור. מנודה מהו בנילת סנדל. אמר רב יוסף, וואו, תשמע, כשם עשו בנילת סנדל, לא אמר לו בעיר, אבל בדרך מותר. Meaning, יצא לדרך, נויל, נכנס לעיר, חולץ. And the crucial words are, וכן אתה מוצא במנודה ובעבר. So my love are cool. No, maybe only on the other things. מצורם באו בנילת הסנדל. No indications. אבל אסור בתשמיש המיטה, תכתיב עיניכם דוד את בת שבע אשתו, ויבוא אליה, בכלל מעיקרה, אסור. How about, by the way, if he was an oval, which is only drabonon, as we saw, so how could the Isser of Tashmi Shamita be doche the fee of Avonah Dioraita? And it should be also Basiatam Tashmi Shamita. And at this day, Taina, that since the Dinim of Avelot or Avelut are known, so then it's accepted that when somebody, a woman gets married, she accepts that she doesn't have onav is my name, that it's osir, even though it's only osir and rabban, and it's only, that's part of the understood conditions of the acceptance of the male of the taichi kedarah, as is normal in derech eretz. Omer of Yosef Tashma, kol atam shanim shal yisro b'min, bar menudin v'ayon, and aleshim shum yitoteyen. Omer le'abaya, well, maybe menudin v'shamayim ashayin de kiyo. Kiyo? Ha'amet chomir. Well, smukim esafke le'zilach, ha'kabadach, le'zilach, ha'kabadach. מצורה מהו בתשמיש המיטה? תשמן דתני וישב מחוץ לעולו, שיהיה כמנודך האוכל ועשו בתשמיש המיטה. אינו עולו אלא אשתו, שמלך אמר להם שובו לכם, לא עליכם. Of course, this is talking about בימי סבירו. It's not necessary. Now, we saw earlier, we had a machlokas, what the din is. בימי חלותו, and then we had the Rashi and the Tosfos arguing about what's the din of בימי הסגר. But, okay, but at least this piece we have. Shmamiya, nivsha namin l'minuda, amar av yudabarayda rav pinchas, shmamiya rav yasif, it doesn't say she asur k'minuda, it says sheyei k'minuda chava, meaning b'mila yachri naita, and in this he has a separate answer of atash v'shamita. Avel eno mishaleach korbanotav, the time of b'shimon amr shlamim, b'afke b'zman shu shalem, lo b'zman shu onen. How about a menuda? Maoshi shlach korbanotav. On Rav Yosef, Toshma, kolotav shem ra yisol b'midbar, menudin hayu, nonetheless, I mean, they brought korbanos during the time of the midbar, shochu korbanotayim. Omalei abayim, maybe it's not a riot because they're menudim l'shamayim, and maybe that's more kal. Kal! Amar that it's chomer, tzvuki misafke le'matach. Mitzora maoshi shlach korbanotav. Toshma datan, v'acharei ta'arato, mizachar prishato mi'amein, Shivat Yamim Yisap. What's the Yisap rule? We have to reference even if he's a Mitzora. Uvayom Boal HaKadosh HaLachotzer HaPim Tisharet BaKadosh Yakriv Chatato. It's a reference to the Asir Saif, every coin. Divrib Yudha, Rabbi Shimon Omer. You don't need anything else. It says Bivo'o. Bivo'o itself, Biyom Bo'o HaLachotosh. That Biyom Bo'o is like a riot that has to be as much Roy Levia. So only then can he bring his carbon Roy Lachrava. But Bisman Shain Roi Levia in a Roi Lakrava, in which case we now see that a Mitzora cannot be Bishalaya Korbanotam.